Hello friends, today we are going to talk about TinyCLR operating system from GHI. As you can see, TinyCLR is basically a fork of .NET Micro Framework 4.4. So this framework will enable you to develop an embedded system using C Sharp and Visual Basic. And it support the latest C# features, like as you can see in here. And then if you have a .NET Gadgeteer board from GHI, like this one, Velociraptor, I will show you how to use a TinyCLR, the preview version, to with your .NET Gadgeteer board. So you can open this address and download the G400 bootloader installer. After that, you can extract the file. So we have three file for flashing your board with the new with the G400 bootloader, but in this example I will use breadboard X1 modules and jumper cable. I'm connecting the pin 8 to the ground, and this 10 pin socket will be connected to socket 3, and then press reset. If you open your device manager, it will be recognized as BOSA program port in COM4. And you can run the flash application and type your COM port and then enter. It will take a couple seconds and then press any key and disconnect your jumper cable and then press reset. Now I'm sorry. Now we need to reboot our main board in GHI bootloader mode by pressing LDR 0 and 1, and then you can press reset button. After that, you can release your LDR 0 and 1. And now it will recognize as a GHI bootloader interface in COM5. Okay, the next steps is to download the third preview of TinyCLR. It includes the G400 support, so you can download the TinyCLR from this link. After that, you can extract the file, and you have two file. First is the bootloader and second is the firmware. So you need application like TerraTerm to flash your new bootloader and your firmware. Choose a serial and then you choose a GHI bootloader COM. Okay, and let's configure your serial port. Set up to 115200 here. And then OK, and then press X and enter. and type yay and enter, and then we will transfer the bootloader by using xmodem. Check the 1K and browse to your firmware folder. Okay, this is my G400 bootloader, and then okay, open. And wait for a couple seconds. I'm sorry, my English is not good because I'm Indonesian. Hopefully you can follow my instruction. So with this tiny CLR, you can create your application with the latest version of Visual Studio, which is Visual Studio 2017, and you can type X once again and enter, X and enter, and then type Y to confirm and enter. And now we will transfer our firmware. Okay, open. This time it will take time or longer. I'm sorry if my hand shaky because I use my smartphone camera to record this video. Okay, while flashing the firmware, you can install the plugin for your Visual Studio, because I already install this plugin to my Visual Studio, so I cannot install once again. And then after the flashing process is complete, you can close the teraterm, and then you can press the reset in your mainboard. So now your device will be recognized as G400. Okay, let's create our first application by create new project. And then choose a tiny CLR application, and then OK. Sorry, so John give a quick sample for blinking the LED with Visual Basic. Okay, after you create the project, and then you can add some NuGet package here and open the setting, and you can click the add button here, and you can browse the source of your new NuGet package source to the tinyclr folder. After you select and then OK, and you can click browse here, and then you can choose your tinyclr package and you can choose install and then OK. I accept. This package will help you to build your application. Okay. Okay, and I will paste my code here, and then I will change a couple of code here. Okay, and then add some reference. So let's change this to the C# version of looping. Okay, and then okay. Okay, add some reference here. You can use G400S. Okay, if you don't have a pin mapping from FastRaptor, so I have ported the pin mapping. So I can use it in my project FastRaptor. Okay, copy. Type of FastRaptor and then add some reference. Okay. Now you have a debug LED. Okay, let's start our application, and you can see in debug output. Okay, assembly is deployed and then it will reboot. And you can see it's blinking. Hooray! Okay, I will show you the other sample. So I have a community projects. These projects aiming to port the gadgeteers module drivers to the tiny CLR version. So hopefully you want to help me to port all of the modules to the tiny CLR version. So I have port the button, light sense, gas sense, temp humid, SE70 to the tiny CLR version. So I can still use the socket constant in when using the specific component. And if I press the button, and then the LED will turn on, and we will check the light sense value and the gas sense proportion value and the temperature and the humidity, and let's start. So okay, I think there is a bug in my code for getting the value from the temperature and humidity sensor, but the light and gas is working good. Okay, let's try to press the button here. And release, press, release, press, release. Okay, cool. So I will put this community project in this path, in this address, so you can join me to port the Gadgeteer module driver to the tiny CLR version. Okay, it's all. It's wrap. Thank you for watching. See you in the next video. Thank you.